In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to look at the letter to the Galatians. It's one of my favorite books of St. Paul. And he begins by saying, Paul, an apostle. What is an apostle? An apostle is a witness of the resurrection, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. I am an apostle, not because I was taught to be an apostle, but by Jesus Christ, who appeared to me on the road to Damascus, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Oh, yes. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, all the brethren, all the brothers and sisters that are with me. There were some against Paul. We will be seeing why. Because Paul's gospel was Christ died for our sins. He was buried and on the third day rose. And we received the gospel by grace through faith. But you see, there's another gospel being preached after Paul leaves Galatia. Grace be to you, he's saying to the Galatian community that are with him, and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace. Grace be to you. Now, Paul is the apostle of grace. He knows what grace is all about because while he was still persecuting Christians, putting them in jail, killing Christians like Stephen, God showed him Jesus, and it was all a grace. It had nothing to do with Paul. He was evil. He was killing Christians. He was like a vigilante, killing people, arresting people. And yet it was to him that the gospel was revealed, not by men, but by God himself. The gospel that Christ Jesus has died for our sins, hallelujah, that he's been raised from the dead and that he's been that he was buried and that he was raised from the dead. So it goes on to say, who gave himself for our sins, Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, that he would deliver us from the dominion of Satan, according to the will of God and the will of the Father. That the gospel delivers us from this present evil world, which is under the control of the devil. To whom be glory forever and ever, that all glory goes to God the Father and to Jesus Christ. Then Paul says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He says, I marvel at the reality that so soon after I've left, you are going from grace to another gospel. You're going from grace to another gospel. I marvel because, you see, it's all about grace that leads to faith, and that grace that leads to faith in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And so there's another gospel going around after Paul leaves, which is not another. In other words, there is not another gospel. There is not another good news. Gospel equals good news. But there are some that trouble you. There are people coming into the community that trouble them and would pervert the gospel of Christ, would pervert the gospel of Christ. I tell you, when grace disappears, you've got to go to the law. And that's exactly what people were doing. People were coming into Galatia, and they were saying, grace is not enough. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is not enough. You need to be circumcised. You need to become Jews in order to become Christians. These people were troubling the Galatian people, and they were perverting the gospel of grace. But though we are an angel from heaven, would preach another gospel unto you, then that which we have preached unto you, let him be anathema. In other words, if I preach another gospel to you, or anyone else preaches another gospel to you, that Christ has died, he is buried, he died for our sins, he rose from the dead, and we receive this by grace through faith. If someone comes in preaching another gospel, even if I preach another gospel, let him be anathema. Let him be cursed. Let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than the one you have received from us, let him be anathema. And that's what was happening. There were people coming into Galatia that were saying, in order for you to be a Christian, you must be circumcised. I tell you, when grace goes, the law takes its place. In the story of Les Miserables, we see that the bishop literally buys this guy for God, and he gives him all his silver, and it's by grace that this guy has been saved. And Jean Valjean is the man of grace, but Javert is the man of the law. He cannot deal with grace. He is a man of the law. He lives by the law. And when Jean Valjean forgives him, he can't deal with it because he is a man of the law. The people that were of the law were coming and preaching another gospel, and there was no other gospel. Gospel means good news. Because that's what was happening. And Paul is very, very angry. He says, let those people be accursed. That's a terrible thing to say. Let them be anathema if they preach another gospel. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not after man. In other words, the gospel that I preach did not come from man. It came from a revelation of Jesus Christ. For I neither received the gospel from man, neither was I taught it from man, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul received the gospel of Christ on the road to Damascus when his back was against the Lord. Is your back against the Lord? Are you away from God? I tell you, what God did to Paul, he can do to you. He wants you to be saved by grace through faith. He wants you to know that you are the one that Jesus died for. You are the one that Jesus was buried for. You are the one that Jesus rose from the dead for. He wants you to know that no one can be so far from God that they cannot be saved. He wants you to know that the gospel that he preaches is not of man, but it's of God. He received it by revelation, and that's what we're going to hear him say. As we said before, so we say again, if any man preach another gospel to you, let him be accursed. For I do not persuade men or God, or do I seek to be pleasing men. For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not a man's gospel. For I didn't receive the gospel in a man teaching me, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. That happened on the Damascus Road. For you have heard of my conversation in time past in Jewish religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God, and I wasted it, I destroyed it. We see that Paul, before he was called by God, before he began to give himself to Jesus, was cursing the people that belonged to Jesus, putting them in jail, killing them. Paul was killing Christians, and Jesus reveals himself to Paul on the road to Damascus. Is Paul worthy of this? It has nothing to do with worthy. It has to do with grace. That's why Paul is the apostle of grace. While he was killing Christians, Jesus gave him his life. Jesus said, Paul, I love you. Paul, I'm in love with you. Paul, you're going to preach the gospel. And profited in the Jewish religion above all my equals. In other words, Paul profited in the Jewish religion among all his equals. He was a Pharisee, born of Pharisees. In my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. He says he was more zealous of the traditions of the fathers. Because cursed is the man who dies on a cross. He went and killed Christians. Because the scripture says, cursed is the man who dies on a cross. And Paul knew that he was doing the work of God, at least he thought he was doing the work of God, by killing Christians. So God chooses someone that is absolutely going the wrong way. God chooses someone who is absolutely a curse to Christians. God chooses someone that is really lost, how do I say, like lost to the nth degree. And yet, this is God's choice, that he would go about preaching the word of God, not because he was taught by some apostle, but that Jesus Christ revealed himself to him on the Damascus Road, and that's where his apostleship began. It was Jesus who taught him the gospel by revelation. He didn't get taught the gospel by the apostles. He didn't get taught the gospel by other people. He got taught the gospel on the road to Damascus. And what happens? He says he was, you know, a real big Jewish person. He was really famous in the Jewish religion. So far was he famous that he used to persecute Christians, because the Bible says, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. But when it pleased God, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, that's a prophetic call. That Paul was separated from his mother's womb by grace. Even though he was killing Christians, God had separated him from his mother's womb, just like Jeremiah. Before you were born, I appointed you. Before you were conceived, I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. I tell you, the prophetic gift is not an easy gift to have, because you're going to be rejected. You're going to be spit upon. You're going to be like Jesus, thrown out of Nazareth, thrown out of his own synagogue in Nazareth. So Paul says, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb as the prophets and called me by his grace. Paul was called by the grace of God, not because of anything he did or didn't do, because what he did was kill Christians. It was a complete grace that the Lord called him to himself. And what did he do? The Father revealed his Son in me and to me, that I might preach his Son among the heathen, among the Galatians, among the Corinthians. Immediately, I didn't confer with flesh and blood. In other words, after he received the revelation, he didn't go any place. But where does he go? Neither did I go up to Jerusalem, or did I go to any of the apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus after 3 years. So he goes and has a 3-year retreat, trying to put all this together, seeking the face of God. Oh yes, this is what he does. He has a 3-year retreat and seeking the face of God. But listen to what he does. After his 3 years retreat, he says, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, who was the head, and abode with him 15 days. I stayed with Peter 15 days after my 3-year retreat. But other of the apostles saw I didn't see anybody but James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I do not lie. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face into the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. Okay, why did he go to see Peter and James? To make sure that his teaching was right on. He went to check it out with the church to make sure that his teaching was right on. This is humility. Paul has humility. So he goes up to Jerusalem to them who were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus after 3 years. I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and I abode with him 15 days. So what are they doing for the 15 days? They are talking to each other. They're talking about Jesus. He's talking about the revelation he received on the Damascus Road. But other of the apostles I didn't see, only James. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I do not lie. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. Now, the churches of Judea, when they think about Paul, what are they going to think about? This is the one who used to kill Christians. This is the one who put his thumbs down for Stephen. This is the crazy man. How can he say he's a Christian? How can he say that he's been he's received a revelation of Jesus Christ? He was not trusted. He was not trusted. And was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had only heard that he who persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. Well, I tell you, not many people are going to trust this person because they have an experience that Paul has persecuted Christians. Paul killed Christians. And they are not going to warmly receive him. They're going to look at him askance. Is he really converted? Is this really the same man? Has he really received revelation from Jesus Christ? And they glorified God in me. Then 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went to Jerusalem by revelation. God showed him to go to Jerusalem and communicated unto them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, like Peter and James, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. This is humility. Paul goes to Peter and James to make sure that his gospel is the same gospel they're preaching, a gospel of grace, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that Jesus Christ was buried, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that he came to the elders of the church to make sure that his gospel was the same gospel they were preaching. That's humility. Because he could have said, well, you know what? I don't need to be humble. Jesus showed himself to me on the road to Damascus, and I don't need to go to see Peter and James. I don't need to go see anybody because I have the truth. No, he went to make sure that the gospel he was preaching was the same gospel, the same gospel. And I went up by revelation, God showed him to go up, and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. In other words, if it was a different gospel, he would quit. He couldn't preach it, lest I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. Okay, this is what's happening in Galatia. People are coming into Galatia preaching that in order to be a real Christian, you must be circumcised. And Paul's going to say, how did you receive the gospel? Did you receive the gospel by grace through faith? That he died for your sins? That he was buried and rose from the dead? Did you receive the gospel by grace? Or by works, by circumcision, by the law? I told you, when grace goes away, something's got to fulfill, something has to fill it. And what fills it is the law, the law, the law, the law. And I tell you, we can get into that whole thing about the law. It's all about grace. If you love Jesus Christ today, it's by the grace of the living God. Hallelujah. If you have run away from Jesus Christ today, there is enough grace for you to come back because he is in love with you. So this is reality. Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. He was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unaware brought it, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. In other words, we have this liberty of grace. We have this liberty of faith. We have this liberty, and these people wanted to bring it into bondage again, into the law. You've got to be circumcised in order that you be a Christian. Paul said, that's bondage. That's bondage. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. What is the truth of the gospel? The truth of the gospel is that Jew and Gentile are saved through the death of Jesus Christ, through his burial and through his resurrection, by grace through faith. That is the truth of the gospel. It has nothing to do with the law. Oh, we keep the law, not circumcision. We keep the Ten Commandments, but we are not saved by the Ten Commandments. We are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, who as it says in the first chapter, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this evil present age according to the will of God our Father. That he, Jesus, gave himself for us, and that people coming in want to put you under bondage. I tell you, there's no bondage. You don't have to be circumcised. You don't have to be Jewish in order to become a new creation. Remember what Paul said, anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. How has the old passed away? The law has passed away. The new grace has come. Yes, grace, grace, grace. Paul is the apostle of grace. But of these who seem to be somewhat whosoever they were to make no matter to me, God accept no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was committed unto Peter. Again, the truth of the gospel is that we are saved by grace through faith in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, in his burial and in his resurrection, by grace through faith. For he that wrought effectually in Peter apostleship of circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. The truth of the gospel is that Jews and Gentiles are saved by the grace of the living God through faith in the Lord's death for us, in the Lord's burial for us, and in the Lord's resurrection. This is so important because, you know, it is easy to allow another gospel to take the place of the gospel of grace. Paul killed Stephen. Yes, God appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Paul became an apostle not the day that he saw Jesus, but he was called to be an apostle from his mother's womb. He was called to be an apostle by his mother's womb, from his mother's womb. I tell you, people that are far off from Jesus today can come in by grace, can come in by grace. God will accept you. By grace, only by grace. It is his gift to us. We do not deserve it. Paul did not deserve it. Paul was killing Christians, and he came in by grace. Grace, grace, grace. Yes, grace leading to faith, which leads to good works. I tell you, we don't have good works, our faith is dead. We are not saved by our good works. No, we are saved by grace through faith, which produces good works. And God has already separated the good works that we are to do. It tells us that in Ephesians. So I want to conclude by saying, if you are close to Jesus today, hallelujah, hallelujah, it is by grace. If you have walked away from Jesus today, he wants you to come back by grace. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, draw your people back again. Draw your people back again by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do not want to preach a gospel of the law. We want to preach the gospel of grace. We want to preach the power of Jesus Christ's death to save us from sin, the power of his burial, and the power of his resurrection. We, like Paul, want to proclaim to both Jew and Gentile the truth of the gospel, that there is one new man in Jesus Christ because of Christ's death and resurrection. There is one new man, Jew and Gentile, that the gospel is first to the Jew and then to the Greek. We want to thank you for seizing Paul on the Damascus Road. I ask you to seize me today. I ask you to seize many people today, that we would become like St. Paul, that would preach in season and out of season when convenient and inconvenient. I ask this in the name of Jesus, who gave his life for us. I ask this through Christ, who died for our sins, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. And I pray, God, that we would not tell people, you got the law, and that's what saves you. We are saved by grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. That is the whole story of St. Paul. Grace, grace, grace. But grace is not cheap. It means we've got to offer our whole life to Jesus Christ. We have to give our life that we live no longer for ourselves, but for Him who died and rose from the dead. Grace is not cheap. We must surrender unto the Lord every day because He is the Lord. He is the Lord of grace. It's not cheap grace. It's expensive. Even though I cannot merit my salvation, Jesus Christ gives me grace, and I must offer myself to Him as a living sacrifice every day. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaiming the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to hear from people because, as I said, WROL and WECE, in 1 year, it costs us almost $100,000 to pay our bills just for WROL and WECE. So if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, maybe you are far from the Lord, and today you said, oh, by grace, I'm coming back. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? You don't have to make up for your sins, because no one can make up for their sins. We just have to accept the grace of God and surrender our life unto Jesus. That is what it's about. Surrendering unto Jesus, that we live no longer for ourselves, but for Christ. Our mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.